Appleton Coated went through receivership last fall. Employees, members of the United Steelworkers Union, attended hearings and convinced the owners and the judge that the mill was still viable. Small-scale production restarted in December, and now three machines are running. Denny Lauer is with the union. He says current state receivership laws are unfair to businesses and put workers at the risk of layoffs.
Because they go right into auction, and then they're auctioned off to the highest bidder. And, I mean, basically you can lose your whole company. I mean, they can get shut down, scrapped out, whatever, versus having the ability to restructure.
Lauer says the union will work to change the law to give businesses more flexibility. 230 workers are back on the job. Almost all of them were former employees. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.